Dozens of women working in local government administrative positions in the 10 states met in Juba this week and formed the Women in Local Government Association, or WILGA, an association they hope will address some of the challenges female local government administrators are facing. Leah Kenyi, an administrator in Juba County, says her male counterpart usually dominate meetings and decision-making processes.
They don't give that chance to women to participate, you know, in day-to-day activities. Normally, we are behind the men. So this platform is going to help us to be, you know, ahead of the men and also do what the men are doing.
Kenyi says she hopes the new association will advocate for the rights of female local government administrators and enable them to participate when it comes to making decisions. Elizabeth Henry, a government administrator in Northern Bargazal State, says the association will provide a platform through which to address the challenges female government administrators are facing, including complaints about lack of deployment or promotion. Henry says within the first 2 years of office, she will ensure that WILGA carries out an assessment in all 10 states to identify a baseline number of female administrators in the country.
The activities WILANG is going to do, first of all, they want to identify the numbers of the female administrative officers. One, because of what? To identify the gaps. Some of them who need capacity building, we can offer the training, ongoing training for the female administrative officers. And if they are not deployed well, they have the complaint, all the complaint will come in today. Association, so that we will go and follow if there is a complaining. Regardless of those who are not be promoted, the WILAX is the one to take lead, to ask the leadership and to make advocacy and lobbying to the women.
Lina Awai believes women in local government positions will change the narratives of female administrators across South Sudan.
Women in Local Government Association is a very good association indeed to empower the women on the ground and even to raise up the names of the women in South Sudan. Because for us, we are always down. Even for the men, they say, women, they don't have anything. They used to talk a lot, but they don't have anything. But for us, we are going to show them what women will get in South Sudan. And to be listened even to the voice of the women all over the South Sudan, my expectation is just opportunity. To give us opportunity in any activity, whether inside or outside South Sudan.
The Director General of Local Government in Central Equatorial State, Emmanuel Constantine, praised women in local government. He says the State Ministry of Local Government and Law Enforcement have been instructed to prioritize recruiting female administrators to ensure equal opportunities.
We as local government in Central Equatoria, the women that play the role part. Central Equatoria, the women the same with the men. They give them the same assignment. Now, some of them that reach to the level, they handle with the counties and the payout. From Rum Arepo, that's how it. Not this association will end in the national government, must go up to the states. We are ready to welcome you, Central Equatoria.
Constantine says administrators are the officials entrusted to deliver services to local communities in Buma and Payams. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.